wire ring.
Aye, Doggy's Llama, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
And Cedric in the Jot 'em Down store. A customer is just leaving. Listen.
Yeah, much obliged to me, you see, Strong. Come in again. Well, all right now, Cedric. I can take care of you again, I reckon. Sorry I made you wait so long.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Abner.
Me a sea strong always wants to buy so that blame much stuff. You must think that's all I've got to do is just stand around here waiting on customers.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Well, what do you think about the new shoes now, Cedric?
Well, I don't rightly know.
They look all right, don't they?
Yes, Mom, look kind of big, though, I'm afeard.
Well, naturally they do. They're 12 and a half D's. But that's the size you always take.
Yes, Mom. Well, I'll tell you, walk across the floor once more, Mr. Abner, and let me see how they look in action.
Cedric, I'm tired of walking around in these shoes. Why don't you try them on yourself? You're the one that's going to buy them, not me.
Well, I don't believe I'll try them on today, Mr. Abner. I'll come back tomorrow or sometime. I want to think it over.
Yeah, sure. Think it over. Don't strain yourself, though.
No, Mom. Don't want to rush into this, you know.
No, of course not. Don't rush into nothing. Donkeys, wait 10 years, I don't care. Wish that boy'd hurry up and buy these shoes. He's gonna wear me plumb out this year, just sure as the world. I got blisters on my feet now from parading backwards and forwards in front of him this morning. Just look at the size of them things, Lom.
How's that, Abner?
I could slip a watermelon in each shoe and never even know. Lom, are you listening to me?
Huh?
What in the world are you studying there anyway? Been sitting at your desk for 2 hours just staring at it.
Just look at that, Abner. Pay to the order of Columbus Edwards, $1,500.
Lom, are you still carrying that check around?
$1,500. Pay to the order
of... You better put
of...
that thing in the bank before something happens to it. You're going to wear the ink right off of it, reading it so many times.
But just looky there, Abner. So much money, they can't hardly get it all wrote in that little space there.
No.
Now, that's what I call a check.
Yeah.
A check.
Well, it ain't going to do you no good just sitting there looking at it long.
Well, don't you worry. I'm going to do something with it. I'm going to use it for capital stock.
What?
Get into some new line of work.
Uh-oh, here we go.
That is, if I can find the right thing. Abner, what do you think a good thing would be to go into right now?
No, I don't know. Walt Bates was saying the other day that the Army is a good thing to go into.
The Army?
That's what he said.
Well, the war's over.
Yeah, well, Walt said this was a peacetime Army, and it's a good thing to go into now because they're learning all kinds of new scientific stuff, he said. Said when a feller joins up now, why, he's more of a scientific than he is a soldier.
Well, I'd be good at that scientific stuff, I know that, but I ain't sure that that's the sort of thing that'd fit me.
No. Come to think of it, they want smart young men.
Well, I ain't so old.
I weren't thinking about that part of it, Mom.
Well, now, if you're talking about if I'm smart or not, I just want to remind you that I'm smart enough to make $1,500 out of a house I never even finished building. And right here's the check to prove it.
Well, you won't have it long after your friend there gets in here.
Who do you mean?
Grandpappy Spear. See him heading over this way? You know what he's coming over here for. Find out about that fine big office building you're going to put up for that doctor friend of his.
Grannies, I wished I'd have never told him I'd do that.
I tried to tell you not to. But the minute you got that $1,500 in your hand, you was off again, getting them big ideas.
Well, I thought I could build a big office building, but then I got to checking around and found out I couldn't get no materials or no priorities or nothing. Now I don't know what to tell Grandpa.
Yeah, you've got a few more minutes to study up what you're going to tell him, because he stopped out there talking to Ulysses S. Quincy.
I wished he'd talk to him all day.
Well, Lom, I don't see what you're so worried about. Looks to me like all you got to do is just tell Grandpap you can't put up the building for his friend, and that's it.
Well, I don't dare do that, though. I tried to back out of that, and Like I told him I'd do it, you know what had happened.
Huh?
Right away, he'd insisted I go through with it. You know how stubborn-headed he gets.
Oh, he's stubborner than a blue-nosed mule, yeah.
He'd more likely want to law sue me. No, what I'll have to do is be awful careful how I tell him. Lead up to it gradual. I'll have to handle him with gloves on. But I ain't gonna build that building. And that's just the way it stands, Ulysses. I hate to go in there and tell Lum that my friend don't want no big office building after all. Just want some little place to begin with.
Okay.
But I know what's gonna happen the minute I tell him that. He'll say I done made a deal with him and insist on putting up the building. You know how stubborn-headed old Lum is about such things. Liable to take me to court over it.
Yep.
Yeah, gotta be awful careful how I tell Lum the deal's off. Gotta work up to it gradual. Handle him with gloves on.
Okay.
Well, I better get in there and tell him before he starts digging the foundations. Wish me luck, Ulysses.
Okay, Grandpa.
See you later, Ulysses.
Okay.
Well, howdy.
Oh, well, howdy, Grandpa. Seen you out there talking to Ulysses.
Yeah, sure is an interesting feller to talk to.
Yes, he is. Leastways, you don't never get no argument with him. He'll okay anything you say. Now, what can we do for you today, Grandpa? Got a horseradish?
No, I didn't really want to buy nothing today, Abner. Just wanted to talk
to your friend, Doc.
Yeah, sorter.
Well, I guess Lum wants to talk to you about it, too. Don't you, Lum?
Oh, sorter, I reckon.
Yeah.
The fact is, Grandpa, I've been doing lots of thinking about that office building. Well, before you go any further, Lum, there's something I want to say. You know, we talked about putting up a two-story building. Yeah, I've been thinking about that, too, and I was just wondering if a two-story building would be the right size for your friend.
Well, no. To tell the truth, I don't believe so.
Well, I didn't think so, neither.
No, the fact is, Lum don't even think he can put
I'll handle this, Abner. Of course, now, if you think it's going to be too much trouble to build this place... Oh, no, it's not that. I said I'd build it so you can count on me. Of course, now, if you don't think you want to go through with it... Oh, no, I said Doc's going to need a place, and he will.
But I just think any of you are going to have lots of trouble getting materials and all that.
Oh, nobody can get materials.
Are you trying to get out of this, Grandpa?
Oh, no, now, don't get me wrong, Lum. Don't think that.
Too bad.
Well, I just thought maybe this Doc Withers wasn't going to move here after all, or something like that.
No, he's coming. Yeah, said right in his letter that he was moving here.
Well.
Wait a minute. You ain't wanting to back down on this deal, are you?
Yeah, Grandpa.
Abner, hedge up.
Oh.
Why, no, Grandpa. You know me. I never back down on nothing. My word's as good as my bond.
Well, what was that you started to say about a two-story building not being the right size?
Well, I just thought that maybe, well, maybe we're to make this a four-story building.
Four-story building?
Well, what's the matter? You think that ain't big enough?
No, it's big enough. Almost, anyways. On second thoughts, he might even be able to squeeze by with a three-story building.
Grandpa, you're sure you wouldn't want to cut this thing out altogether?
Oh, no. Now, better make it a five-story building.
Five? Doggies, that Doc Withers must be aiming on doctoring them by the herd.
Five stories, huh?
Of course, now, Lum, if you don't think you can get the materials for that size building...
Oh, don't worry about me. I can get the materials. Make it six stories if you want to.
I don't believe he'll ever get a cow to walk up to the sixth floor, no matter how sick she is.
Well, to be honest, Lum, I believe six stories is a little higher than Doc would want to go.
Well, look, Grandpappy, if you don't want to go into this, all you got to do is say so.
Oh, no, you don't. I weren't born yesterday. Make it seven stories.
Seven stories? Well, Grandpap, let me make a suggest.
Oh, no, now, don't say nothing more. Let's settle on seven stories. I'll discuss this with you some more tomorrow. I'm getting out of here.
Well, here, Grandpap, come back here a minute now.
Well, let me say I'm ready to leave.
Grandpap, now, Lum don't act. Hey, wait just a minute.
Let him go, Granny. I've had all the gnar escapes I want for one day.
Gnar escapes?
Well, sure. Didn't you see him trying to trick me into saying I wouldn't put up that building so as he could take me into court for breaching the contract? I was just too smart for him. That's all it saved me.
Yeah, but, Lum, how in the world are you going to put up a seven-story building when you told me you couldn't even put up a one-story one?
I don't know. Maybe by the time his friend moves to Pine Ridge, things will have loosened up to where I can get materials again. Wonder when that Doc Withers is aiming on getting here.
I don't know. Grandpap's still out in front there talking to somebody. You want me to ask him?
Yeah, it might be a good idea to know that. See just how long I've got to work on this thing.
Yeah, you ought to know that. I'll find out from him. Just a minute. Hey, Grandpap. When's Doc Withers going to move to Pine Ridge? Huh? Uh-oh.
What'd he say?
He says the Doc will be here Monday.
Monday?
Well, Lum, that gives you 3 days, or 2.5 stories a day.